This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing? I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things New York Jet related. And before we get into today's pod, I just want to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. All right, you know, going into this Kansas City game, I didn't know what to expect. I truly didn't. Knowing the Jets, this could have been a massacre, a slaughter, if you will. This could have been the Patrick Mahomes show, the Travis Kelce show, the Taylor Swift show. It could have been all that. Embarrassment. Sunday night football, national TV. Jets get blown out. Right? That's what we expect. Zach Wilson playing horrible past couple games against New England, against Dallas, Buffalo. I don't know about that game, but our second choice, we win. We beat Kansas City. We make a statement. Zach Wilson plays well. I thought it was A or B. I didn't think there was a C where we lose in a highly competitive game that has been blown by the refs. But I digress. I like to have structure to all this because I can really go off. But final score, 23-20. Kansas City comes out on top. The Jets fall to 1-3 on the year. But before I really go off on this tear, I want to talk about Zach Wilson. Last week, I kept saying he was making all these boneheaded plays. He's not being a competent quarterback, which that's exactly what he was doing. But after last week, everyone in the world bashed him on his play, rightfully so, and left him out to dry. He showed up and showed out and played in what I say is his career game as a Jet. I honestly, Tampa Bay game, year one or year two, I'm getting confused on that. But this is the game. This is the Zach Wilson game where he just said, you know what? Let's go. He stepped up. For his whole tenure, it's been he has all the physical traits. He has the arm. He can move. But it was never right in between the ears, right in his mind. And that is what cost him big time. Last night, this offense looked completely revamped. It looked in sync. Nathaniel Hackett opened up the play calling and really just allowed Zach to be protected and go through his reads. Of course, there was that fumbled snap, and that's just a mistake you can't make. But if that Zach Wilson that showed up last night, every week, if he shows up, even at 1-3, our season is not over. He played with that confidence and that ball placement that has been lacking especially with that throw to Uzama in the end zone for that touchdown and feeding Garrett Wilson. It all boosted the team's morale. He's even maturing off the field, which has been the case since last year, but he has been owning up to his mistakes, especially that fumble, saying he cost them the game. Now, me personally, I don't think that's the sole reason why we lost this game either. There was that drop pick by CJ Mosley, a big drop pass by Michael Carter on that big third down, and of course, those no-call holding flags at the end of the game. And that holding call on Sauce, that I might add, was double clutched. The ref was like, do I throw it? Do I throw it? All right, I'll throw it. He throws it when Mahomes threw the pick. But hey, since we're talking about it, let's talk about it. It seems that the Jets always have two opponents on the field when they play in big games. The other teams and the referees. You seen this last year. Mike White gets sawed in half. Gets obliterated. The Buffalo game. Zach is tackled and then someone comes in for another shot on him, nearly taking his head off. It's insane. It's one thing to play Kansas City and lose straight up, because that's exactly how this first half was going, and it really felt like a competitive game of football. But in those last 7 minutes of the game, the refs just stepped in and took over the whole game. And to say that I'm delusional, to say that it's me, I was just about to do it. And if you're a keen listener, you know what I was about to do. I was about to quote somebody, but I'm not going to do that because that's a whole other topic that I'm going to get to. But it wasn't just me complaining. I seen Patriots fans, of all people, talking about how the refs messed up this game. Patriots fans, really? I hate y'all, but I love y'all for that. But let's talk about that 3rd and 20 play. When we had the Chiefs on their heels and Jermaine Johnson was held stiff as a board, that wasn't called? It just blows my mind. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. And again, that holding call on Sauce was a flag that was thrown 12 yards after Sauce committed the penalty. And it only happened because Mahomes threw the pick. If Mahomes didn't throw that pick, if Mahomes just, say, threw it out of bounds or it hit off his hands, we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't be talking about this. But again, there is some fault on this defense. 17 points in the first half, and then a near 7-minute drive to end the fourth quarter is another mistake. And then it goes along with this. You really can't blame the refs when you made errors here. And these were some that could have resulted in points, or at least weathered the storm. Now, looking ahead to next week, that Denver game is a must win. And a game that this team that played last night could easily win. I don't like saying this stuff. I don't like doing this stuff. But again, we stood toe-to-toe with Buffalo. We just did it with Kansas City. The Patriots and the Cowboys, I honestly don't know what to tell you. That's just being a Jets fan. But we can hang with Super Bowl contenders. And speaking of that, the game after that Denver game is Philly. They showed in that game against the Commanders they can be beat any given Sunday. Now, to close out this podcast, I want to say I am a fan of Taylor Swift. Not the level of a Swiftie, but you know, I'm fond of her. Last night was egregious in how much they showed her. Pacheco gets this insane run for a touchdown. Boom. Pan to Taylor. You know, you talk this whole game, the hype is around Taylor Swift being at the game. But then, you cut to commercial, and it's a commercial for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. You know, it's things like that that really get fans wondering if this is all rigged. Because you can't have Taylor Swift appear at the game. The story behind that and Travis Kelce, I'm rooting for you, man. I love you. But to make the calls that were called in that game, and then you go to the NFL Twitter account. You go to the NFL Twitter account. And it's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not the Chiefs. It's Taylor Swift as their header. The NFL Instagram. The Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties. Are they trying? Are they even trying to hide this? There's no way. There's no possible way the Jets could have beat Kansas City and ruined this wave of momentum, the fame, the fans. I mean, it was what? 2020 in the fourth quarter. You know what they do on the announcer's call? They're talking about how Travis Kelce gained all these followers on Instagram, on how his jersey sales bumped up because of Taylor. And then they show him a Swiftie jersey. The game is tied, fourth quarter. This is football we are talking about. This is a game that no one anticipated was going to be this good. Sunday night football. Zach Wilson mounting a comeback. And you got to talk about Taylor Swift? It's insane. There was a call again in the Patriots game that we got. The refs knew they got it wrong. Then what do we get? A sorry letter in the mail on Tuesday? I swear, if we get one of those this week for those blown calls, it doesn't do us any good. We still lost. Again, I'd rather lose knowing we got the call. And hey, if Mahomes just outplayed us, then he outplayed us. But you can't tell me that pick was going the other way. You can't tell me that Jermaine Johnson holding call. Again, it would have backed the Chiefs up. And I don't think they blow another 4th-and-23 or 3rd-and-23. It's just insane to me. It's insane. But again, things to take away from this game. Zach Wilson can do it once he's locked in. He needs to show up at Denver. He needs to show up against Philadelphia. Then you go into the bye and the schedule gets easier. At least you hope. But here I am. Never thought I'd be making this kind of podcast. I thought this would be the end of the world. Press red button, break glass for emergency podcast. But here we are. Here we are. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. I hope you guys enjoyed. You can check out the Get Comfy podcast every week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I've been K-Lo, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.